Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. By the way, just a big thanks to Dave Koski, formerly of the Sixers and Flyers and all that. Just our the friends you make and the people that help us bring you some of the people we do, like Robin Schaefer. And you just don't get Kelsey Grammer on a Saturday to pop on. Hello, you know, that kind of. Dave Koski really helped us with Mulligans this year, Joe Watson, and a million other things. He sent me coverage of our Don Jr. event. Thank you for that, from a Collingswood newspaper.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's the matter?
No, I mean, Collingswood.
Well,
traditionally very left-leaning. I would assume it wasn't
Collingswood. It was
very
so
good coverage.
It wasn't complimentary. Dave thought it was very slanted. But in the rough and tumble world, Dan, I didn't see, you know. I thought it was funny they could have included the protesters were asking Dan and me, how many rubles were we being paid, and aren't we ashamed of ourselves? The rubles line got me. That was great stuff. Nice with the protesters there. But I can imagine in Collingswood we're landing in like we intentionally went to Collingswood, other than there's the Scottish Rite Auditorium, which is a great spot there. So thank you, Dave, for doing that. All right, is Scott Presler already
no,
fired
it's
up?
Weird because he's usually, but I called over and it went to voicemail, so I think he might be on another interview or something, so keep bringing him in within the next minute or two. He always shows up. It's just, he's a busy man.
Scott Presler is going to join us. The latest is that Luzerne County, which is a very good canary in the coal mine county, has flipped after many, many years being Democratic to Republican in voters. This guy's an incrementalist. He never gets tired of this, never gets tired of registering people to vote and getting them there to the polls, that kind of thing. If we had 10 more Scott Preslers, this race wouldn't even be a race. So we'll get to him momentarily, 855-839-1210. We have been talking about, though, Kelsey Grammer, people in Hollywood wishing that the assassins had taken out Trump. We've also been talking about the latest stuff going on vis-a-vis the infrastructure of voting, how that's playing out. The bottom line right now, though, is we are at a point where it is razor thin, and I'm still in the camp that thinks that Trump learned a lot. I would even predict, I think in the end, Trump is going to do it and do a third debate. I don't think he's going to let it rest with the VP debate. I think he learned a lot. The conversation we had with Bill O'Reilly about what he had talked to Trump about, saying, can we take a moment, Vice President, to say our thoughts and prayers for the family of those that have been wronged by illegal immigrants? Some of the more prominent names, he could have done that. And surprisingly, he didn't turn and go directly after David Muir. Because of all the fact-checking, and Muir might have blurted out, well, you're the one that's always lying, not Kamala Harris. We would have had a moment there. That would have been a good moment. He can do that, because we know it could happen again. So, what it comes down to is this. If you feel comfortable at this point that things are as best as you can imagine, particularly in Pennsylvania, going Trump's way, then okay, maybe you don't want to do another debate. You're going to let it up to J.D. Vance. If you feel, as I do, that he certainly has the ability and the game plan is there to execute, just like I think he ought to do a town hall in Springfield, Ohio, or Charleroi, either one. All right, let's go to the man of the hour, though, as always. Scott Presler slays another giant. Scott, awesome. Congratulations once again, and you know how much I admire, some people don't get it, how you win in life. Incrementalism. You're the ultimate incrementalism. Every registration, every vote, around the clock.
Yes, thank you, Dom, for having me back. You know, since 2020, we flipped Berks County from blue to red. We flipped Beaver County from blue to red. We flipped Bucks County from blue to red. And now I am happy to report to you that we have flipped Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, to a plurality of registered Republicans. We have made history today.
Woo! And Scott, what's the big lesson in all this? What is it that Scott Presler's all about? What is it that has worked here?
You know, I think a persistence, and I actually want to give a shout out not only to Chairman Gene Ziemba of the Luzerne County Republican Party, not only to T.J. Fitzgerald of the Luzerne County Republicans, not only to Emerson and Matthew of Trump Force 47, not only to the Early Vote Action staff, but I want to thank Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for destructive Democrat Party policies of decay that have driven so many Democrats into the arms of Trump and the Republican Party. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Well, thank you, though, Scott. You are a one of a kind. It's almost like somebody waved a magic wand and we created Scott Presler, or the razzle dazzle, but the mix with the hard work and the love of country have just all crystallized. This is your moment, and I know that you are doing everything you can to make it America's moment 40-some days from now.
That's right. Well, and it gets so much better because, you know, ever since the Taylor Swift endorsement, the Democrats were like, oh, my gosh, she has registered so many voters. But I want to put things into perspective for you. Last week, the Democrats added 9,000 voters. Republicans added nearly 14,000. This week, the Democrats added 7,500 voters. Republicans added nearly 13,000. So don't believe the polls. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the faux endorsements from celebrities who do not understand that the American people are struggling. Believe the data, and the data is telling us that Pennsylvania can be won for Donald J. Trump and all of our Republican candidates.
Absolutely, Scott. So your strategy, too, of going where these voters are, you've been the one underlining hunters, not necessarily voters. The Amish, it's been incredible. People that even go to Trump rallies, even donate, but then for some reason, the biggest thing of all, they don't vote. We have to get them out there to vote now.
That's right. And this is very important that some counties like Wyoming County, Pennsylvania, Montgomery, Philly, Schuylkill, you can right now, listening to the Dom Giordano Show, today's a Monday, go to your Board of Elections right after you're done listening to Dom, and you go to demand an early mail-in ballot. You don't even have to have a mail-in ballot sent to you. You can vote a mail-in ballot in person from your hands to the election officials' hands right now at this very second. You can lock in your vote for Donald Trump and all of our candidates. Don't wait to vote on Tuesday, November 5th, Wyoming, Philly, Montgomery, Schuylkill. You can vote today for the boss.
Absolutely. Scott, and where do they go for all things Scott Presler in this campaign? What's the best place?
Thank you. Our website is earlyvoteaction.com. That's earlyvoteaction.com. And we need your continued financial support. We have 43 staff on the ground. We have a state director, and we are working across all 67 to deliver this beautiful commonwealth for Donald J. Trump.
Scott, one other thing. We had Jeff Andrew on. It failed in the House, but you have been out there again putting on record. You just want people in each one of these voting precincts, the people in charge, to say they don't support illegals voting and what their mechanism to prevent that.
That's right. I simply want to make sure it's only legal, lawful votes being counted, and I think that's a pretty low bar to meet. I also want to make sure that they have enough paper, that they don't run out of paper ballots like they did in Luzerne County in 2022. I also want to make sure that there's a backup generator in case, for example, the power outage goes out like it did after the RNC in Milwaukee. I just want to make sure that nothing goes wrong and every legal vote is going to be counted on Tuesday, November 5th. Because if that is done so, Donald Trump wins this election.
Absolutely. Scott, again, thank you so much. Just keep us in the loop as you're barnstorming.
Thank you. Thank you, Don.
All right, Scott Presler. Dan, can we imitate that Milwaukee?
Gotta be Glenn. When he said it, I said it right to Henry. Back, yeah, like Milwaukee.
Yeah, this guy has lived in so many places around the country. It's such a blend of accents. But he's not an actor. He's not a character. He just came. It started with the cleanup of cities, Baltimore. Remember that? The dirt in Baltimore. That's when he was first on my radar screen. Thanks to Sam Morapizo, the first time I met him was up in Kensington, that whole story. And it was just mesmerizing, him telling a lady from the main line who was there the best way to get people registered to vote. And we're standing out there with mayhem all around us in Kensington. All right, 855-839-1210. In a moment, we have Dom's Money Melody. But first, Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe. Welcome in.
Yes, Tom. Hello and good Monday to you. My all-time storyteller is Don Trump Jr. himself. The evening of the 12th at the Scottish Rite, Don Trump was a nonstop rock and tour storyteller. He held the audience spellbound. I had fun and I enjoyed meeting you, Roe, Dan, Jim, Earl, Leslie, people whom I admire. It was a fabulous evening.
Well, Joe, we admire you beyond belief. Your presence there, people were just thrilled with it. We got to do it again sometime soon, Joe. I know it took a lot. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Tom.
All right, Joe of Exton here, Dan. Didn't leave anything out. His presence, finally meeting the guy, and he was on brand. It was almost like opera music was playing around him as he walked.
So to set the stage for how the Scottish Rite Auditorium is, there's multiple like sections of seats. So you got like a orchestra kind of section, then you have some seats, and then you have another row behind those seats. And Joe, he was sitting in the row that's like, you have an aisle, you have a pathway to walk, and he's in the back kind of row, but in the front row. And there was actually like a stoppage because so many people were trying to line up to come meet Joe of Exton. They were so excited they heard Joe's voice, or they actually saw me over talking to him, and I think they must have just overheard his voice and just started flocking and lining up. Are you Joe of Exton? And it was such a cool thing to see.
Well, that's what they don't understand. Of course, it's politics, all right? It's a lot of fun, and it's a clubhouse. They don't understand why would people be lining up to meet Joe of Exton after hearing him. It's one of a kind. Earl, Robert of Bensound, people like that. It's a bond here. Whatever happens here, that's what it is. And sadly, people that just want to snipe at talk radio, at least I'll speak for myself, what I try to do, don't get it. It's just not all politics and ramping stuff up. All right, phone lines are 855. I mean, just case in point, Rich made that point more than I last week when we were both honored. And Dan, I have to bring it in so you can see it. Oh, my goodness. Henry saw it. The award that we got.
Oh,
it's
fantastic.
This typewriter with a chauffeur on the top.
Oh.
That is just out of the journalism award.
From who?
From ZOA.
Oh, the ZOA. Okay, that was
ZOA
last
event.
Gotcha. Yes.
We both were MCs. We were both honorees. And Rich made the point of the people there, the humor, the energy, the fun of it. They just don't want to concede that, all right? We hear how joyful the Kamala Harris stuff is. Well, I think talk radio is many times anyhow.
I think our station's very special for that, too. I attribute a lot to the leadership of Greg Stocker. I was down in South Carolina kind of tuning into different conservative stations. You can imagine down in South Carolina, they might sound a little bit different than a Philadelphia conservative station. It was just fire and brimstone, waving our you know, fists at the air, at the sky, bitching and moaning about stuff you can't control. And I had to kind of turn on the Odyssey app and switch on to the Dom show. It's you know, I like the community. I like the fun that we have. Rich has. It's great what's built here at 1210.
Exactly. And that's exactly what it was like. I'll bring it in again. We showed it on YouTube and all. It's hard to believe what they created. All right. But Dan is back with this, and it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to Big Laughs Comedy with Taylor Mason on September 27th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center. on the campus of Bucks County Community College, where we've held several events. Nice bar, great people, great location. Dan, what's the story today?
Yeah, Dom, so today I'm talking about a guy, a storyteller. We're talking about great storytellers. And you know, I was going to ask for the storyteller's name himself, but instead I'm going to make it a little bit easier for the audience. I just want to know the name of the story that he told. So follow along here. There was a movie made about one of the stories written by this guy who spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. And in the movie, there was a theme that was played throughout it. Then they spurned off and made a TV show and contacted the original artists from the movie to make the theme song, and they denied making the theme song, so they had to kind of rip it off into a copyright version. So we're very familiar, if you know this television series that was very, very famous, you know the theme song, but I'm going to play the original one from the movie that kind of sounds similar, Dom, and we want to know what TV show, what movie this theme comes from. So Dom, take a listen. We want to know the name of the story. We were going to ask for the storyteller. Might be a little too niche there, so we want to know the name of the story that comes with this music, Dom. You'll recognize it, I think. Take a listen.
It's haunting in the production, without a doubt. They do it a lot.
So this is the original one from the film that was ripped off and for the TV series. So it's not the TV series theme, but it's very close. And we want to know the name of that TV series / film / story told by someone associated with Philadelphia.
Need a ruling from Henry, too. Should I consider doing what Dan did and say niche? Or should I say, I just can't say it, niche?
I say niche.
Oh, man. Just sounds so elitist to me. That's the elitist.
That's the word,
printing.
Though.
Is it?
It's got the E on the end.
This will debate go on. Well, you're a French scholar now?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's the language of origin. I'm doing the spelling.
And now we anglicize things. That would be my argument, though. We don't always go with the pronunciation from the language. Now, you may be right. I think you guys are in the majority now. That's what most commentators say. And every time they do it, I just...
It's niche. What do you think it is?
Niche.
Niche?
There's no T in there. I feel like there'd have to be a T.
All right. Niche or niche?
Today, Don, we're playing for a pair of tickets to Big Laughs Comedy with Taylor Mace.
Yeah,
September 27th. This is Locke Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College, 855-839-1210.
You can get it. Hit me on Twitter, though. We'll see what people say on this. This may have come to the point where this is the correct pronunciation, and it will be the standard taught to kids in school districts all across America.
It's not
America.
Niche, it's niche. I'm telling you.
All right. 855.
Should we get our old pronunciation expert?
Joe Evexton should ring back in. Now he's going to go with niche on this, I think. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right. So Dan has stumped. People are saying no
mods. What's going on?
They're not even trying today, and this isn't... Well, I know it, but I still think
Dom,
it's
this series
one.
That we're talking about
here, top five,
regularly graded as a top five drama of all time.
Yes.
I think the
movie's
better.
Without a doubt.
You think the movie's better than the TV show?
Yeah.
It's got a local connection.
So, Dom, I'm going to play the TV show theme now, and whoever calls us first with the name of this TV show, which is a great story told by a great storyteller that has some ties to here in Philadelphia, Dom, we just want to know the name of the TV show / movie / book. I'll put it out there as well. Take a listen. Warm and nostalgic when I hear this.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. If you've seen it at all, it should pop right away.
Right,
most people have.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210 and we'll get you in. By the way, this stuff of niche and niche, behind the scene, people have been calling in with that. We went to our expert, though. Here we go. Just after him on Mount Rushmore. He's got to stab us in the back. Joe Evexton. All right, Joe. I know where you're going to go on this. Tell us why.
Well, yeah. Hello, Dom. regarding the word niche, I'm with Dan. There's a T in there. It's N-I-T-C-H, and the T is silent.
See? Wait.
Okay. Well, there's no T in there. It's N-I-C-H-E.
How do you spell niche?
Niche. Yeah, niche.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. I think there is no T in there, though.
Mm.
All right. We'll divine this. Thank you very much, though, Joe.
How do you spell niche?
N-I-C-H-E.
You're right.
Yes.
Maybe he's thinking about the old philosopher, scholar?
Yes. All right. But this one will simmer for a few days. There's something about it that, let's face it, I picture you and Henry sitting there with eating caviar. Was offered to me at the wedding. I wouldn't go near caviar. I don't care how many rubles the Russians paid me.
You gotta at least try it, man.
No, there's no way. I am not indulging in that.
Oh,
really?
On.
Ever?
No, ever. I don't remember eating caviar. And I didn't drink vodka until I had to at Mulligan's. So there you go.
Wow.
There's an I'm trying to have my anti-Russian stuff up because, you know, they're afraid we're in the Russians' hands.
The lady
there.
Doth protest too much, methinks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
All right. Some
Shakespeare references. So we are our theme music here. Great storyteller. Chris in Chesapeake City, Maryland might have it. All right, Chris, what's at the TV theme song and film?
Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
My God.
Kind of surprised that no one had that early on. We'll put you on hold, Chris. Enjoy the comedians over at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, which is a great location.
Someone who spent some time in Philadelphia, familiar
yes.
to a lot of people here at WPHT, Buzz Bissinger, wrote Friday Night Lights, and a little trick question by saying, you know, it's tied to Philadelphia, because you think Friday Night Lights, you instantly think
right.
of Texas, right?
Right.
But yeah, Buzz Bissinger was going to be the answer, but nope, Friday Night Lights is indeed the correct answer. Congratulations. Enjoy those tickets, Chris.
I think it was Plano, Texas. They're the ones that first had these, like, 30,000 seat, if you can imagine, for a high school, something like that.
That's crazy.
Stadium.
Yeah.
And playing on Friday night, which, again, is a great tradition. I think kids like it. Parents like it. Now, in this area, it's frowned upon. Where was the most recent? It was one of the Marians, Upper Marion, Lower Marion, and another school. Same kind of thing that got it banned previous year. Somebody causes trouble, then they don't want to do it. It's high school. This is the one moment of glory. Try to have Friday night football. Speaking of difficulties in high schools, Dan and I just kind of wandered into this. I thought things were pretty much okay over the years at Upper Darby. Dan, while you were away, well, this just came down over the weekend. Upper Darby at the, is it Tuesday night, the next school board meeting, the superintendent is taking steps to protect students and staff from gun violence with the proposal of a weapons detection system at Upper Darby. Believes there's a solution installing a weapons detection system.
They're calling in the TSA?
Yes. Evolve Technology. I proposed the idea, but it was denied in the past. It's not a metal detector. It's different. It's not really looking just for metal. It has artificial intelligence looking for the shape and what looks like a weapon. The company says it can screen up to 1,000 students in 15 minutes for a dual lane system.
So we're going to be queuing for high school? Like a Phillies
yes,
game?
Yes. But, you know, I don't know if Upper Darby has armed officers there, which I always think is a better remedy. It's got 4,000 students, too. I didn't know it was that big. According to, 4,400 students are in the high school. Wow. That's... And I spoke there. That's enormous.
Wait, how many?
4,400? That seems impossible, almost.
And how many per 15
15 minutes for 1,000.
So you're talking an hour every morning?
Yes. God, that's one problem with it. But when kids are going to a school where they're searched, now he did mention they found a weapon. Somebody was drunk or something, brought bullets. There was another weapon recently in the school district. That school district used to be a national model, and now there are difficulties there. So,
where do you stand on it? Are you against it? You for it?
I'm against it.
Are you?
Yeah. I just think this is a bridge too far with this. That's why it's been rejected before. So are they having that many problems where they're going to detect that much stuff? Wow.
Like I'll throw it at you then. How do you stop school shootings then?
Well, we know how you, by the way, even if you had this system, you're not stopping a school shooting, though, because They can just come walking in, open fire at people right there. Yeah. You stop school shootings, essentially, by the shooter knowing that there's more than one person. One person's not enough. It's not enough just to have a school resource officer. You need to have other people that are armed there. To me, is a better way to go. But this guy may know his school district. The better question, Dan, I think, is this. Let's predict. What are the odds that Upper Darby is going to approve this now? He's had it turned down two times before. I don't know of any other suburban school district that uses some kind of metal detector / evolve system. Like this Norristown. I was over at Norristown for something. And I don't know that they do. You know, usually this is associated with Philadelphia, something like that. Dan, where do you come down?
I'm just questioning. Are you against it because it's inconvenient, irrelevant?
That's one part.
Or is it Second Amendment based?
It's not Second Amendment as much as it seems to me. It's inconvenient, and it's difficult to be going to a place that's engaged in this and to feel that great about the school.
Where do I stand on this? I think particularly with school shootings and guns, it's a big loser for conservatives because we complain about the infringement on Second Amendment rights, which is absolutely true, but we don't offer solutions. So a lot of times you're kind of backed into a corner when it comes to school shootings. And I don't know, this might be a solution that I would suggest conservatives employ, a olive branch to a degree, to shut Democrats up about this, because I do think this would go to at least help the situation and Republicans and say, hey, look, we also recognize it as a true issue here. And there's no reason for 16-year-olds to be carrying weapons into school. So, you know, I don't think it's a Second Amendment thing here because...
No, I don't think it's Second Amendment. I think this is in line with your camera stance and it's in line with mine.
Yeah, I do.
That's probably it.
It is. Yeah.
And it's something about the suburban school districts really going to have to go to this point. All right. Why do none of the others propose this or have it? 855-839-1210. We'll try to get them on. It might pass this time around. They've had two incidents. They've had some violence there at the school. We know that when we had them on before, what went down there. All right. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound.
So another linguist expert, Leslie Fishopine, wrote in, says, in American English, niche is more commonly used, while in British English, niche is often preferred. In some academic or artistic contexts, the French pronunciation niche is more commonly adopted to align with the word's origin in the French language.
Uh-huh.
So apparently Americans
would say niche.
Yeah.
I am in the knuckle dragger, Leslie, and Dan and Henry, I think Henry's egging this on even more than Dan, are in the, what should we say, the elevated or the prestige. There's a thing called the prestige dialect, and this would be an example of it.
We're smart individuals.
These two guys. All right, so Henry, how about A-U-N-T? What do you say?
Aunt.
Dan?
Aunt.
Dan, you really are out of bounds now. Yeah. How in the world is that your aunt all of a sudden? What are you, the aunt? King of England?
It's weird because I say, when referring to her as a proper noun, I'll say my aunt. But when I'm referring to Maisie being an aunt, I'll say Aunt Maisie. Well, being an aunt, Aunt Maisie.
You're code switching.
Well, that's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, one of them has to be. Yeah, you're down south.
I did say y'all a lot down south.
That's right. You know, the number of people, and you know who does that? Josh Shapiro. Who is licensed to say y'all? If you're down south, right?
Yeah. I spent 10 years in Indiana. I feel like I should be able to say it, even though I spent most of my life here.
I don't think they say y'all in Indiana, do they?
Like servers
they have any
do.
Any greetings in the Midwest?
Y'all want anything when you come up?
I would tell you that in South Philly, they don't say y'all. They say yous.
Yeah.
That's true. It. Yes.
That's a niche pocket of the world.
That's exactly.
Oh, I get lambasted. I'll text y'all sometimes. They're like, why are you saying y'all? You live in Philadelphia.
I text y'all more than
say
I
y'all.
Say it.
Yes, exactly. Oh, God. That's right. You think you're being homey or you're being down home or avuncular. You're popping with that. All right, Leslie, nice job. I think you really separated this. What we have to. This should be on the next producer task, Greg Stocker. Niche or niche? I don't think Greg Stocker says niche. I don't think Nick does. Dawn, I'm not sure. And Zioli, I think, does not. It's like pineapple on a pizza. He's not saying niche.
Yeah, he wouldn't give in just because it's the English.
It's right. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question here with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word, both in British English and in American English, as the two pronunciations differ. This is originally a French word. In French, it is said as niche. In British English, the pronunciation is similar to the French one, and it is said as niche. Niche in British English. In American English, however, it is usually pronounced as niche. Niche in American English versus niche in British English. Here are more videos on how...
All right, Dan, I love it when you go to that. I remember the guy we had pronouncing a soup from Captain Chuckie's.
It was Farfalle, wasn't it?
Yeah, Farfalle.
It was a type of pasta, right? Or...
Yeah. I don't know if this story is going to pick up, but I'm going to make a different point than the media will on it. 12 Tufts University's lacrosse players diagnosed with life-threatening muscle disorder after a Navy SEAL-style workout. Now, I don't know if they messed up what the Navy SEALs do, but we're always looking every day to say, look at the Secret Service. Are they really the best and the brightest? Obviously, no. It's just not. I think even at the ranks that actually protect your life, the Navy SEALs are. So you can imagine the Navy SEALs, how difficult that training is. But I'm thinking maybe at Tufts they didn't do it properly. Wow, that's pretty serious stuff if you're just playing lacrosse. The NFL doesn't even allow that. Wow. All right, 855-839-1210. One big endorsement.
Farfalle. Farfalle. Farfalle.
One big endorsement today. We told you about Kelsey Grammer saying, of course, I endorse Trump. But the IRS Agents Union has spoken glowing terms, and they now have endorsed Kamala Harris. I would ask you, is that an endorsement you want? The IRS Agents Unit. Yeah, I got the endorsement of the IRS Agents Union. Is that an endorsement you want? People think, whoa, whoa. Nothing against you. Everybody has to do a job, make a living, and all that. But come on. That's what you're touting out there? Because they want more of them. Remember the 87,000 that are mentioned. And I tease this up. We've been so busy today. Travis Kelce is number 12 in the most sold of all the things that you can get. High demand. The number of things you can get for any player from the NFL are incredible. It's not just the bobbleheads. But number 11 is a kicker. Harrison Butker placed number 11 on the National Football League player sales list, one spot above teammate Travis Kelce, with the player with the highest number of officially licensed NFL player merchandise from March 1 to May 31st, 2024. The merchandise includes everything from jerseys to bobbleheads. It's incredible. Wall decals, backpacks. It's amazing. So,
did you catch the drama over the weekend? One of the top Google trend searches was...
Yes, Taylor Swift not there.
It's Taylor Swift at the game. And
right.
She was not. And
right.
Cameras actually caught Travis Kelce, looks like maybe sniffling and wiping away a tear at one point. And the internet, especially Swifties, are going crazy with theories as to whether or not there is some trouble between Swift and Kelce for her not showing and him showing some emotion or what looks to be some emotion.
Yeah, there is between Swift and Mahomes, without a doubt. Based upon the Trump support.
Oh, you think so? Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, they haven't sat in the same box twice at home games now. And, I mean, how in the world, I don't think Brittany Mahomes would say, I don't want to sit with Taylor Swift. The Swift people don't want her to sit with her because of the Trump stain that's on her, okay? Stunning, but I'm not looking to get the – that's okay. IRS agents, we don't need your endorsement. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Joe.
Hello, Dom.
Hi.
My storyteller will be Gene Shepherd, who used to be on the radio on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And he also wrote A Christmas Story, the movie.
He certainly did. Yeah, and I forget.
We used to go to my aunt's farm on Sundays, and coming back to Yardville, he was on for an hour on Sunday, and we'd tell these stories.
Yeah,
to my brother and sister and I, as we sat in the car going down Route 1.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, he did one about the prom, too, and all. He's well before his time in talk radio, I guess WOR, something like that. Okay, it's the lightning round next. Bob in Pennsauken, though. Bob, is it niche or niche?
I found a simple solution to the niche controversy. Simply by going on DuckDuckGo and hitting the pronunciation niche.
They say niche. Is that what you say?
I do. Niche.
You don't feel funny. You don't feel like it.
Hold on. I got. So that's DuckDuckGo, but I just pulled up Google, Bob, and I got to tell you, man, Google says
niche.
You hear that?
Really?
Yeah. So Google says
niche,
and you got over there DuckDuckGo saying niche. So.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with Google, so I got to rethink this here. All right. Thank you, Bob. Thanks very much. So we got Joe of Exton in one corner with DuckDuckGo. On the other, we have all Americans, red-blooded Americans. Then we have two renegade producers here.
Niche.
Is it a generational thing? Is it somebody, it's a millennial like Henry and Dan that have grown up in these fancy colleges saying niche?
Might be.
I don't think I went to a fancy college.
What was the college?
Bloomsburg.
Yes.
What?
Fancy. There's commie professors over there. I found it out. Listeners have told me that. That's what it is.
Any school.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All right. With Sal, they said niche. Come on. What's your niche in life going to be? If somebody said, what's my niche in life going to be? Oh, man.
Niche.
That's pineapple on pizzas next. That's where we're headed. All right. 855-839-1210. You can hit me on Twitter and tell me which side you're on. Bob and Pennsauken, thank you. It is the...
you want a Twitter poll?
Yes. Okay, yeah, let's put a little Twitter poll. I think finally I'm going to win one, Dan. You're not winning this one. Tagging Henry in here, Producers Union. They're in the lounge saying niche all day. I think I'll have some quiche with my niche. All right. 855-839-1210. Lightning round is next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, the lightning round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of an exciting C40, only $369 per month. Down payment, taxes, and registration fees due at inception. Except, no taxes on the C40 in New Jersey. Visit Cherry Hill Volvo today. I don't know if they'll say niche or niche there.
Oh, you're getting crushed on Twitter right now, Dom. It's fantastic. Yeah, 80.8% say niche, 19.2% say niche. That's 26 votes at Dom Show 1210 to get your vote in there.
They're Francophiles. I mean, somebody is infiltrated. You have to go there. Leslie, come on. Lead the charge. Help me out. Let's go to Robert of Ben Salem here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, Henry, it's good to talk to you. I have to go with niche, and you said it yourself, Dom. It's quiche, not kitsch. If you say something cliche, you're not being klitsch. So even though that is the correct way, niche, I still say niche a lot of times, and either way, I know what you're talking
about. And
you
say it because you are a brilliant guy, but a down-to-earth guy, so that's why you're not saying niche. You know when you say it, it sounds phony, don't you?
Well, if you're in a bunch of academicians and you say niche, they're not going to listen to what you say afterwards. But if you're with regular people and you say niche, they're not going to listen to what you say afterwards. So you got to read the room, you know?
Yeah, so what's...
We have Fraser Crane on today. We can say niche.
Oh, no way. All right, so Robert, who's your person, the storyteller?
Real quick, Henry had the line of the week last week with, no one aspires to be a kicker. I laughed all day from that. But anyway, my answer to the side question is Raoul Dahl. He was a children's author who wrote James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I wanted to go off the beaten path. Great show. You guys have a great day.
They tried to cancel him, or they at least bolderized him. There's another great word.
I'm going to set you off real quick. Minnie on Twitter says, you forgot to put both ways as a choice, Dom. Take a side, Minnie.
Take a side. Come on. Yeah, Minnie. There's Minnie, right? Perfect, right? Pleasing everybody. No,
Minnie.
Take a side. This is going to be an issue forever here on the show. I know red-blooded Americans are not going to be with this. All right, one more. Alan in Hamilton. Alan, who's yours?
Ernie Pyle, World War II, G.I. Joe.
Yep, right there on the front lines, I believe, died in the course of action. All right, Dan, give me a couple of winners possibly today.
Show with a really heartwarming call with Don Trump Jr. today, reflecting on the event. Paul Harvey, all-time great. Gene Shepard, all-time great. Fred Rogers, all-time great. In the world of songwriting, Gordon Lightfoot, Raoul Dahl, Ernie Pyle. Where are you going, Dom?
The one you said all-time.
Paul Harvey?
Paul Harvey. Yeah, I think Paul Harvey.
I think that's
a great answer.
It was said a bunch on Twitter, Henry.
People called in and said it all day. I have no idea who the guy is.
Yes. Henry, the hall's here. My goodness. All right. More tomorrow. Richie Oi takes over, and he has carved out quite a niche in talk radio.
Niche. At Dom Show 1210. Go vote.
Yeah, go vote right now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.